Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 802. Is it possible to save half your income? By Monica of missionmoney.co.uk. And I am Dan, I'm your host here on the show, and this is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And today's post comes from a brand new author to Optimal Finance Daily. Monica is a content creator and an expat settled in the UK, a digital producer by profession, and you can find her blog covering all things personal finance at missionmoney.co.uk, and it is linked in this episode's description. So a big thanks to Monica for letting us share her great content. And with that, let's hear our first post from her as we optimize your life. Is it possible to save half your income? By Monica of missionmoney.co.uk. A couple of blog posts ago, I mentioned that just over 50% of the money I make goes into savings. I will now explain how I manage to engineer that on a moderate income. Saving 50% of your income sounds near enough impossible for most people I know, and I don't blame them. Looking back at the last few years, I would probably think the same. And yet for over a year now, I've been putting over half of my income into savings and, for the most part, leaving it there. The road to re-engineering your financial situation to be able to save a large part of your income starts with two things. The first thing is a budget. You must have one to direct your money. The second one is the pay-yourself-first approach. Before you can hit the 50% or higher saving rate, you will need to get rid of your consumer debts, such as credit cards, car loans, store cards, etc., first. If you are in debt and saving instead of reducing the debt, you are in effect building a house on top of a sinkhole. If your leg slips and you lose a job or your income decreases, your savings will have to be used to service your debt instead of working for you, not what you want to happen. For the purposes of this post, let's assume that you are debt-free, maybe except your mortgage, which usually takes a while to pay off, and you're ready to start putting some serious money away. Whether you just keep it in a money market account, invest into something, or stuff a mattress with it, is entirely up to you. But please do not stuff a mattress with your savings. There are better things to do with it out there. The first thing you'll want to do is to edit your budget in a way that makes you pay yourself first. Pay yourself first explained. Paying yourself first doesn't mean giving yourself some cash to go shopping. It means putting your long-term needs first and ensuring that you are meeting your goals before tackling anything else. Your needs might include saving for retirement, saving for a house, or ensuring you have enough in your pocket to go on that once-in-a-lifetime trip around the world which will take 3 years to complete. Whatever your big goals are, that's what you should focus on. For a person on a moderate income, this does mean that you will most likely be squeezing down your living expenses, buying less stuff, and making money on the side. Why? Because your long-term goal is worth working hard for. You might think me a little extreme, but when I compare the prospect of not dying a poor old cat lady against spending all my cash at a party, I am choosing to be a rich old cat lady who travels far and wide and drives a classic Mercedes with a hydrogen engine because she's a fancy old bird. It doesn't mean that while you are saving a chunk of cash, you will miss out on things or all your friends will abandon you. It does, however, mean that you will start saying no and deciding for yourself what is important to you first and foremost. So, practically, what does paying yourself look like? This is how I do it. My salary is paid on the last working day of a month. Before it hits my account, a portion of money known as salary sacrifice, alongside a standard pension contribution, are deducted pre-tax and sent to my workplace pension account. Next, on the first working day of the next month, four automated transfers follow from my taxed income. One goes into a cash ISA, one goes into stocks and shares ISA, and one goes into a 5% time-limited savings account. The account is limited to £250 per month, or £3,000 in the space of 1 year. The fourth one goes into a small pension pot separate from the one paid through work. Although I pay myself first, I treat that money as if it was never there to ensure I am never tempted to stop it from going places. Aside from these four transfers, my key bills, such as mortgage, electricity bill, and travel card purchase, also go out on the first. Whatever is left in my account covers everything else, from food to Uber. The key action with this leftover money is monitoring it closely, because when it runs out, I am having a no-spend week. It is therefore important that I budget according to my needs and keep those modest. You might be surprised to know that the majority of millionaires lead modest lives. The truth is that the more you flaunt your cash, the less of it is working for you in the background. So forget FOMO, YOLO, and social pressures and do what is right for you. If it means saying no sometimes and meeting your friends for coffee and cake instead of a fancy five-course dinner, then have your cake and eat it. Bad pun intended. You just listened to the post titled, Is It Possible to Save Half Your Income? By Monica of missionmoney.co.uk.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And another big thanks to Monica for giving us permission to share her content. And you can come by her site to read a lot more. It is linked in this episode's description. Also, before I go today, please do check out our other podcasts if you haven't done that already. To find them, just search for Optimal Living Daily in the free podcast app of your choice. Even on Spotify and Pandora, you can find us. And be sure to subscribe, too. It is totally free. And that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great Tuesday if you're listening in real time. And I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.